Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, what's up? Hey, welcome to the show. It is me, your girl Labor Lee, aka Cat Lee, and
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
It looks like everything is a go. I just want to make sure that everybody can hear me, because lately, okay, it looks like we good. Lately, we've been having some technical difficulties, and I don't know why, but anyway, welcome to the show. Now, under these circumstances, it's good. We got to air some people out. Today is the wiretap. Today is the day that we get into these court cases. We have a discussion about the things that we read and to you guys said. I want to start out by saying thank you to anybody who tunes into this live this evening, because you're greatly appreciated. But some things I want to get out the way before we get started. First things first, you can join the conversation, and I hope you do, because these conversations need to be had. You can join the conversation by dropping a comment. You can call in or text. The number is 443-780-5978. Again, the number is 443-780-5978. I'm not dropping the link. I know normally, and I haven't changed it yet. I need to change it. There's so many other things going on that I haven't had time to think about changing it. Maybe perhaps during the show I can do it, but maybe. But yeah, I'm not dropping the link. I know I said I might, but yeah, no, I'm not. Because who has time to deal with the weirdness of people? Okay, so it's not happening. If you would like to contact us for any reason at all, advertisement, sponsorship situations, you have some gab you would like perhaps to send my way so I could spread it to the rest of the world. You want to say hi or just whatever, hit us up, contact@ambitiouslyent.com. contact@ambitiouslyent.com. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription we can get. I prefer the likes over anything, because it's a way for me to connect with you, to say, okay, you're in the building, what's up, hey, and send you a shout out. And also is a way to let the algorithm know that we're here. You know, the algorithm is something else, but it lets them know that we are here. You feel me? So yeah, hit that like button if you don't mind, and check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. That is the pathway to all things Ambitiously ENT. Okay, the app, you can get to the app from there. You can purchase merchandise. You could go listen to the podcast. You go listen to the radio station. Everything you get right there on the website. So just check it out. I might leave that up for a little second. Meanwhile, hold on. I want to do something real quick because it's bothering me now. I'm going to just take it off of here real quick. Okay, hold on one second, y'all. Because then when I put it back up, I don't have to say, well, I'm not doing it. Okay, it's gone. We're going to save that and we're good. So, yeah, that's what's going on. But I will be right back. Give me a quick second, and then we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of why we are here today. Hold on one second. I have to find it. Okay, here we go. I'll be right back. Hi, my ambitious ones. I'm so excited to talk to you about Transcending Sound and their amazing aromatherapy product line. It's like you get a lot for your buck with them. With each candle or wax melt scent, it comes with a playlist. That's crazy, right? Each playlist is based in hip-hop, R&B, and or jazz. One of my favorites is called Fly Love Song. I burn it on a regular. It's grown and mature scent with a 4 hour and some change playlist to go along with it. Now the smell, you get touches of jasmine, amber, sandalwood, and musk. Oh my goodness, it smells so good. I highly recommend. So if you're big on aromatherapy like I am and you love hip-hop, R&B, and jazz, this is where you need to be. So make sure you use our discount code AMBITIOUSLY15 to receive 15% off of your purchase at checkout. It's a vibe. Catch that vibe. Little aromatherapy and some good music to go along with it. You can't lose. AU Big Prayer. Oh, yeah, AU.
My ambitious ones. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Listen, I don't know how that happened. I told y'all how I feel about Transcending Sound, the aromatherapy that they provide, and also the playlist that goes along with it. Very talented young lady and her band, like, they're dope. So, yeah, check them out. You get a bang for your buck. You get more than one thing. You get not only not only do you get the candle, but you get a playlist. And the playlist, depending on what candle you get, could be from 2 to 4 hours. So it's plenty of music on there. And they have a variety of candles that you can choose from, and also wax melt. I love those people. Use our discount code when you go over there, AMBITIOUSLY15, and it'll get you 15% off your entire purchase at checkout. So just do that. Okay. I got that out the way. I got to bring my boo doc up in the building. He has entered the building. Okay. All right. He has entered the building. Well, let me know when you're ready first. I'm not going to. Okay. We good? All right. Bring my boo doc in here. Hi, honey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, cool. I had a little technical difficulties. I think it has to do with PCs and computers overheating because the AC issue going on. But
yeah,
I get everything set up properly and the lights and all that stuff. So I apologize.
That's okay. I just sent you a message like.
Yeah, so the crazy part is I just had it back like, hey, what you did? For real.
Let's get right, so, get interesting. Do you think I'm gonna come back up and talk? Listen, so you guys know, right now we're still, it's kind of like I kind of wanted to rush through it, but it's kind of hard to say it. So there's so many different things that looks like it's kind of hard to skip over the details of this case. Hopefully we'll be closing this case out really, really soon, let me say. Because I'm not gonna read like the intricate details, like such as like the agents who represent them. There are certain codes that are, you know, called out at some point. So we're just gonna read through the actual narrative, and then once we get to that, those type of things, that'll be the end of that case. But I do have some things to tell you while we're waiting on Doc to come in and we can get it popping. First of all, I don't know if I got to tell y'all yesterday, but and I'm gonna bring Doc back in. I don't know if I got to tell y'all yesterday, but as far as Diddy is concerned, because you know we got more cases to read for him. That's another reason why I'm not gonna go through the little intricate details. But as far as he's concerned, now all of a sudden, snippets of Kim Porter's memoirs have been released. I don't know how real they are. It's some interesting things within there. And those snippets were supposed to be a part of her book that was supposed to be released. Allegedly. I don't know if it's real, but from what I heard anyway, like, even if he got the computers, he didn't have the information. But I'm gonna bring Dot back in here. Hold on. Okay, you back.
I'm back well enough. I can handle what I'm trying to do in the background. So we good.
We kind of matching today though, Doc. You got on the camo. I got on the green, the camo green. We
kinda, camo, and autograph.
Man, we need to talk about this.
It's about to be a war with this case. It's about to be a war. The dream is acting like an enemy. And we got to be prepared to split behind enemy lines to tell people the truth and help the hostages.
Take people to sanctuaries.
Exactly. Got to rescue them.
That you got to wait 10 Grammys to find out what it is.
10.
I'm sorry. You haven't started early. 10 Grammys. You got to wait 10 until you get 10 Grammys to finally figure out what the sanctuary is. And also, to fill y'all in, so y'all know, apparently he is responsible for Beyonce's career. Matthew Knowles will disagree, and partially Jay-Z, and Rihanna's career. And Jay-Z definitely going to disagree with that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they was part of the sanctuary, and Rihanna put in work, allegedly.
She put in work because she wanted to be in the sanctuary so bad, but Beyonce was in the sanctuary, and I don't think Jay-Z knows that she was in the sanctuary.
I don't think so either. All right, I got my notes. We was on Doc Statement 106.
I got it today. Woo! I got it today. So those are the questions. Does Matthew Knowles know? Does her daddy know? Does her hubby know? And does her boss know? Because that was Rihanna's boss at some point. Does her boss, yeah. He's not her boss now, she's a billionaire, but at that point he was her boss. So did he know that? Like, it's a lot of questions we have. So we are on page 23 of this document, and we are, doctors put us on where we're supposed to be. Uh-huh. We are on paragraph 106, which he just said. Y'all, brace yourself. This gets a little deep, okay? So, on February the 14th, not on Valentine's Day.
Hey, perfect time.
Not on Valentine's Day, but on February the 14th of 2015. Drain text Miss Mangrel. Oh, he was feeling romantic. Drain text Miss Mangrel that he must care about. That she must care about what he cares about. Mm-hmm. What? Negro, please. I don't know.
Trying to get you in the sanctuary. You need to understand the rules, baby.
We're not sanctuary.
Care about is what you care about, and the only thing
This is the rules list now. Like, you're giving out the rules of this. Okay. I got you.
Want me to drop what he said?
Oh yeah, please.
So when he texts Miss Mangrove that she must care about what he cares about, this is what he said: your life is now. You have way more room, but I will care about those things in your life like they are my own. Your mother is my mother. Your father, your brother, your friends are mine. Your enemies, I will inherit as my enemies.
What you gonna do? Sorry, my bad.
I'm the knight in shining armor, Miss Mangrove. Look, you don't know my work?
Wait, first of all, So when Miss Mangrove said she did not understand, Dream responded.
I love this line though. That's the other shit. Blood in, blood out.
Yeah, that's where we left off. That's exactly where we left off. Because first of all, what are we in a gang?
Blood in, blood out.
I didn't sign up for this, sir.
Look, baby. You in the sanctuary now.
I just wanted to sing. I came all the way from Sweden. And I have talent, and I just wanted to sing. I didn't know this was a part of the game. I didn't know I had to join the gang.
No, that's that other shit. Gangs, that's that other shit. This is sanctuary over here.
I had to be in the sanctuary that I got to wait 10 Grammys to figure out what.
But it's blood in, blood out.
I cannot. So the following day, the Dream left Los Angeles on LA for work obligations and gave Miss Mangrove permission to go home to Amsterdam as long as bossy. I hope she smoked a whole bunch while she that she could go to and put it in. She needed this child. So the following day, okay, so we got that part. We want, okay. So Miss Man, that's part of the, you know, I can't see. Sorry. I'm gonna admit that was in a curious state at the end of the LA trip. Felt incredibly excited about the work she had done and could become a recording artist coming true. Of course she did, because that's what he's gonna make her believe. That's that pimp stuff.
But that's what she wanted to
do. It is, but that's the vision. That's her vision. So you play on people's vision. That's what pimps do.
Yeah.
Gosh. They don't think people know, but people know. This is why I can't be pimp, because I'd be looking at it like, what? So however, she also felt increasingly confused with and fearful of Dream. I bet she did. He was volatile and quick to anger if she did not quickly comply to his demands. Yet in such a period of time, he also told her that he loved her and tried to force her to say she loved him too, would protect her and care more about her than anyone else in this world. You see this? I'm doing this.
What you mean by that?
It's a hood thing, a Baltimore hood thing. He lying.
No, that's everybody thing. Look, he lying. Kids, be like, you got to do a little lip to the side, head back, eyes slightly closed.
But here, you got a point.
Oh, all right.
He so lying.
It's just more like.
He lying. Child, poor baby. It was dizzying, which was precisely Dream's intent in his campaign of psychological and physical manipulation. Child. That's exactly what it was. Dream convinced Miss Mangrove to move to Atlanta, where Dream's manipulation and abuse escalated. So in order to convince Miss Mangrove to move to Atlanta, Dream promised that the contract was forthcoming. Of course he did. That he would find her an apartment to live in. Of course he did. And that he would pay her expenses in Atlanta until she received her advance. Of course he did. Of course. What else he gonna do? As a result, Miss Mangrove flew from Amsterdam. I told y'all, I hope she put a lot up in her, because child, Miss Mangrove flew. Well, she could have got it here too, but you know, it's whatever. And then it's not legal everywhere here. It's legal where she from. But she flew to Amsterdam on February the 17th, 2015, to pack all of her belongings and prepare to move to Atlanta. Oh, child. On the day before she left LA for Amsterdam, Dream texted Miss Mangrove. You ready? Go ahead, baby. Do your thing.
He said, hopefully we have a deal memo in place before you come back to confirm that was the plan.
I don't trust nothing he said. So on the day, on the same day during a text conversation with Miss Mangrove, Dream texted that
Before I say this next line, I just want to notice that they put the periods prior to this. So there must have been something else in here that was stated that could be of a questionable concern. But we'll let it rock. But Dream texted her, "I will not let anyone disrespect you. This contract will be fair and respectful from my end, period. And I'm going to pay you your advancements out of pocket for your information. Also, other than Trick and Mark, would love to be involved in your management process."
The lies. The lies. First of all, the first part, let's start with that. I will not let anyone disrespect you, except for myself. I can do it, but they can't do it. Type of situation. I'm the only one that can do it.
And nobody else. Anybody else that does it. Yeah.
Then you letting somebody disrespect me. I can't cuss that yet because I was about to call him some names.
Oh, yeah, you can.
I can. You sure? Yeah,
5 minutes over the time.
So you all letting somebody disrespect her, you dickhead? You! Yourself! Oh my gosh, he's a piece of shit. Anyway, I've been holding that in since we started this game.
Okay.
Holding it, the piece of shit. Anyway, before Miss Mangrove could even respond to Dream's promise that her contract deal would be fair and respectful, Dream said,
"I hadn't read this line until for real right now, but all right, here we go. This is the words of Dream. I need to see the inside of that pussy though, as your man now. Go to the restroom, pull your panties to the side, and take a piss."
First of all, who told you you was my man? See, that only work on people who don't have... And you know what's crazy? And I'm just going to interject just this part, and then can you read the... you know what I want you to read. But let me just say this before you read it. A lot of times, and even in my 40s, like I said, I'll be 45 in September. And a lot of times, it's a lot of guys out there that will try to tell you whatever they can tell you just to get what they want from you. I don't know if any young ladies watch this program or how the age demographic or whatever, but they will tell you some stuff. This, as your man now, is like, you. I didn't ask you to be my man. Stop acting like you're doing me a favor. So I'm quite sure I could have got another man in Atlanta. Or wherever. And I could have got a man in Amsterdam. Look, like, you're not doing nobody no favor by being a man.
It gets kind of complicated. Look, are they going to be the Dream? Did they work with Rihanna? Did they work with Beyonce?
I say that because I've dealt with somebody personally in my personal life. I was with this person for 5 years and he dealt with a lot of celebrities. Okay. But it wasn't shit. He ain't never tried no shit like that. It's the person that they talking to. They know who to play that shit on. Okay. They know who to talk that shit to. You know what I'm saying? And they know who to play. They know who to play on. That's not some shit that would have ever been said to Big Cat. Sorry. I had to put the big in front of it.
You had to put the big one on that one.
That would have never happened to me. Nobody would have ever told me no shit like that. Like, no, first of all, we have to agree that I want you to be my man. You can't just bully your way into the position. Somebody told me recently, and you was almost my girlfriend, and I was like, nigga.
I mean.
Nah, I really literally said that. I was almost your girlfriend. Who said I was waiting to be your girlfriend? Who said I didn't see the red flags? No. And that's why I just haven't even taken the initiative to tell you that I wanted to be your girlfriend.
And I'm not trying to drift too far, but I will say this will be a wonderful topic for a Wet Wednesday, because I can say, even in my experience, there's certain women who will respond to behaviors that way in a positive sense,
happy about it. We want to do a Wet Wednesday actually next week so we can talk.
I'm just being honest, but I will leave that there.
It is until you meet a chick like me.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying there's.
And I'm gonna be looking at you like you're crazy. Like, what are you talking about? I mean, I'm not a disrespectful type person until you make me disrespectful. But I'm gonna ask that. What are you talking about? What do you mean? What makes you think I want that? I want to sing. I want to get my career on. This is not what I'm signing up for. But anyway, let's keep it moving. You gonna go ahead and do them?
All right, so you want me to read the footnote?
The number 10 footnote.
All right, so the number 10 footnote, it's unlikely a coincidence that Panties to the Side, that's the name of a song, is the name of a song written and sung by Dream. In an interview with Essence Magazine, he said the following about the track. It's about a quickie. When you can't really get into it all the way, and you can't take the panties all the way off. So you just push them to the side. Sometimes you do it just because it's hot. You have no reason not to take your clothes off, but you just keep them on. Everyone at Essence.com should try it. Call your man at work and tell him, I want you to come home and pull my panties to the side.
Now, when I heard that. Go ahead.
I was going to ask if we're going to be fair or because. All right.
No, I'm going to be real fair because, you know, I'm disrespectful at times. Sure. If I got a dude, if that's my man.
Okay. Yeah,
let's go. Okay. I'm trying to find a reason at any second for us to go and get it in. Get it popping. But that's just because I have a lot high.
And we just keep in mind with this statement that we just read is a footnote in this case.
And so I was about to say, you said something, which is this. Before reading this case, that Essence article, I read that before. I didn't have no problem with what he said in the article, of course, but I'm like, yeah, because I'm the type of person that believe that you must always keep your intimate life spicy. You feel me? You must always. I told you I'm gonna be that nasty old lady, and hopefully I got this equally. My partner is equally yoked, and we put the kids out. Y'all gotta go because we got things to do with our old asses. I've been told you that, so I don't disagree with what he said at all. And sometimes you do need a quickie real quick. Come here. Let me pull them things to the side.
That's the thing that I have with this is like if this was taken from the context of the Essence article, I could pull them saying you could read it like, oh yeah, keep it spicy, keep it
for
lit.
Sure.
But right. Then it's understanding that if this statement came from something that you did to somebody forcefully against their will and without consent, it changes the whole thing.
Right. It changes how you look at that statement. That I don't know, your sound went out, babe. No, it didn't.
Wait.
I can hear you. But it does change everything about that statement in the article. It's like, oh, wait a minute. But if you're doing this, and it's not the same.
Exactly.
It's not the same. But anyway, let's keep moving. Because Miss Mangrove is also a songwriter, she asked Dream whether the contract would include a publishing deal as well, which is smart girl. Ooh, smart girl. Oh, I don't even know a lot of Negroes people from America that's smart, like to ask those kind of questions. In response, Dream said he would love to do all of her stuff so he could get all the publishing. See how that worked? He real slick. Yeah. And that he had already told Big John Platt, the then chairman and CEO of Warner and Cable Music, once Miss Mangrove was finished with the label, I guess, he will get with him to get her publishing deal in place. I sound suspicious already. Like, why you got, what? Why? And being as though I know some things about this industry, you feel me? I'm gonna say this. I'm not signing nothing. I want my contract on the table as well as my publishing contract on the table at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I also want a lawyer in the building. So my lawyer, not theirs, because one thing that I'll keep telling you about these record labels in these late, you know, these publishing companies and stuff like that that try to get you, what they'll try to do is they will send a lawyer for you to represent you, but it's a lawyer from their camp.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, they're not there to represent you. They're there to represent their own interest, or their interest, the label and the company's interest. So, okay, so I just had to put that in there real quick, because a lot of people, as far as chasing their music career, don't know that. Dream told Miss Mangrove to have her attorney, okay, put in any and all contracts that her option is always to go with Dream if there ever is a departure of Dream and Trick working together. So he even was snaking Trick.
Mm-hmm.
He was even snaking Trick.
Apparently, it's part of the business, I guess.
Yeah. This was what is referred to as a key man clause. Told y'all, y'all gotta watch that type of stuff. And then he telling her what to tell her attorney. And then she got, but I think that the attorney that she had was one that was sent to her and not one that she chose of her own volition. Because one mm-hmm. that represents you is going to have your best interest at heart
mm-hmm.
and their commission or retainer at heart.
Yes.
And that's with
any legal cases too, by the way, just so I said, that's with any legal cases, not just with the music, it's divorces.
If you get an attorney through somebody else, they're not representing you at all. But in this case, they represent the company that they came from. And I feel like at this point, reading that part, the key man clause part, even snake and trick out the deal, that he sent that lawyer to her.
Probably. Well, he's already said he's going to pay for everything. So
that's right.
And she's the upcoming artist. She may not have the funds and everything to really find, but you probably could find maybe a young, inexperienced lawyer for pro bono work, but would it be in America? Because she's
or somebody who will, again, like, because it's almost, and then him being her manager, that makes everything, because if you got the right management, then your management is three people that work together when you're in this industry that always work together because they always have to.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of four for real. But I'm gonna give you the positive three that you need. You know that you need to have yourself, your own attorney, your own publicist, and your own manager. Not some manager that, you know, who is very much intertwined in your contract. Dream, he has a label, so you would be on that label, which is under a record company. So no, those three things you have to retain on your own. The fourth person, just for good measure, is on your marketing team, which is the crisis management. Them and your publicists really work hand in hand, because if you had some crazy shit going on, they got to figure out how to spend the shit.
Okay.
I know that part wholeheartedly, because that's what I did. You feel me?
Okay.
But those three to four people work together in conjunction. And you need them to work together. Like, they need to be like a well-oiled machine in order for things to go successfully. Sheesh. Wow, this is crazy. So while Miss Mangrove, they done made me mad. Miss Mangrove was in Amsterdam, Dream texting her incessantly, asking her whether she was behaving. And where was she? And what was she doing? Oh my gosh, she was all in her mix. Girl, I feel like you was a prisoner already. You was in your home country.
Mm.
Dang, I'm gonna turn my phone off. Call the house phone. Sorry. On February the 18th, 2015, Dream told Miss Mangrove via text message that Rihanna had just sent him a sexual text message. Oh, he really going hard on Rihanna. Rihanna, do you know this? Now I gotta ask her, do she know this? Do you know that he's saying all this stuff about you, girl. I'm punching his face for you, Riri. You know you part of my little fantasy harem and shit. I will beat his ass for you. Want me? I will. Okay. I'm sorry, because I'm tired of him. I'm tired of him coming for one of my chicks. I don't play that. I'm sorry. I'm get it together. I'm not a lesbian, by the way, but if I had a harem of like, I got a list, okay? Because I don't want nobody to be like, oh, she's a lesbian. I'm not. I love men. But if I had a lesbian situation going on and I got certain chicks that I would, yeah. And not because of their looks, even though she's pretty, but they just make me feel like it'll be a good time. But anyway, a not so subtle hint to remind Miss Mangrel to be grateful for him because Rihanna was allegedly interested in him. You don't even strike me as her type. She not a type. I'm gonna tell you her type in a minute. But you could look at the two that we actually really know about that she had relationships with, and they got some similarities, not in looks, but just in attitude. He don't strike me as the type.
Okay. There's something I just noticed too, though. But we're gonna rock. What? I'm gonna rock with the last part at least till we get to 119. There's something okay. I just noticed.
And then you okay. So on February 19th, 2015, Dream text Miss Mangrel.
Dream said, "You belong to me now. I'm your mother and your father and everything."
Y'all, I promise you, he was watching the match. I promise you, that was the movie that he was watching. I promise you, he was watching that movie because a lot of lines of what he'd be saying to her came from that movie. Oh my gosh, he was watching the match. He was like, "Let me watch and see if I'm gonna get a line real quick before I text her." So when Miss Mangrel arrived in Atlanta on February the 21st of 2015. Dang, he was not playing with her. Girl, you better get on that plane. Garland picked her up at the airport with a firearm sitting between them in the SUV. Oh my gosh, now they scan her with firearms. He told Miss Mangrel that she need his protection because Atlanta was a crazy place. Oh, now they putting the fear of Atlanta in her. She discovered later that Garland was often carrying Dream's firearms because Dream had a pending DV charge, domestic violence charge, and was not permitted to have weapons. Mm-hmm. All right, let me get to, I'm going to go through 119 and then,
Okay.
So Miss Mangrel was part in an isolated resident inn. Oh, so they parked her in an isolated. So what they put the
resident inn? It's a hotel. It's a hotel chain. It's down here.
I know what it is, but my question is, I've been there before a couple of times. Not gonna say what I was doing there, but at a few of them in different states. But whatever, I digress. I told you can't live the whole different life before this. So a residence and, but my question was like, so what did they buy the whole hotel out so that she would be isolated or maybe the whole floor?
Of course not. A residence inn is not set up in that full sense, even in Atlanta. And I'm curious what part of Atlanta they was in. I don't see, you know, nothing that says anything, but we could finish with 19.
Okay. So which was not within walking distance to anything. Okay, so that's
and the that isolation. That kind of tells me.
That's the isolation right there. She can't go nowhere. It did, however, allow Dream to come and go as he pleased without detection. Also, he didn't want nobody to see him come showing up. Oh, Dream had his own key, of course he did, to Miss Mangrove's room and reminded her that he could stop by at any time, and he frequently did enter her hotel room with little or no notice. Of course he did. So you gonna read the little footnote
Oh, I can read the footnote. All right. Yeah. So this is footnote 11. Dream's ex-girlfriend, Lydia Nam, filed a police report in November 2013, alleging that Dream strangled and physically assaulted her while she was pregnant in April of 2013. The case was dismissed in March of 2015. Presumably, Dream was not permitted to carry weapons while the case was pending. So basically, they're trying to say that the overlap was because he was already in a case with Lydia Nam, and that is the reason he was potentially barred from carrying any weapons or guns at this time.
Right.
So that covers why the overlay is that if Ms. Mangrove say that she found out that Dream couldn't have any weapons, that is the overlay why she would have said it, because that's the assumption. But they are also trying to make sure they're being clear that there was no actual injunction that said he couldn't carry weapons. However, there was a pending case.
Right.
Now, the thing that I caught, I went back. You caught it too. He was not playing about that 4 days, and it started on Valentine's. And every day from that Valentine's day that she made it to the Residence Inn in Atlanta, where you at, what you doing,
He was on her.
Where you, oh, you here now? You're going to be in here. I got a key too. I'm going to pop up. And then little to no notice, hey, I'm on my way. Are you up? You dressed?
Right. Let's get it. Now, the other thing that I noticed too is that his case did not until a month after that.
Okay.
So March in 2015, but all of this was going on in February with him and her and all that craziness. Oh my gosh, this dude is crazy. All right, so we're going to stop on 21 and then we'll pick back up.
On
21. He is crazy. What is going on? So anyway, he just popping up. Don't be popping up. Sorry. I'm not going to say what I was about to say. Don't pop up. I don't like pop-ups. Tell me, I'm about to be on my way. Don't just pop up. I don't like that.
He probably tell me on my way. He probably hit it with that. Hey, I'm 10 minutes down the road.
I don't know. You better tell me I'll be there by an hour. I need an hour notice. No, I don't want to hear 10 minutes down the road.
He said, hey, I'm 10 minutes down the road. You up? You dressed?
No, I'm not. I'm asleep. No, I'm not dressed. I got on my pajamas.
Well, and this is the also me understanding the unfortunate brutal reality of this too. If she was told that there, or if she even can say there was nothing in within walking distance, which is downtown, that's kind of a misnomer, but I understand how people perceive it. Right. But if you are in a foreign country in an area that you don't know, more than likely around people that you have never been around, I can understand the respect you say there was nothing within walking distance. That's why I was kind of curious what his residence in was. Because if anything, the easy part, although you're going to be in a hotel, not a residence in, but residence has a kitchen, all that stuff, but you're going to be in a hotel close to the airport.
And then what happened to my apartment, you liar?
Well, a residence in is kind of a mini.
No, I don't want no. I don't want no. I want a real damn apartment. Fuck that residence in shit. No, you liar. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's get to 20. I said we're gonna stop at 21. So that's the last part. No, you liar. Where's my apartment? While she used occasionally Uber, Garland reiterated that it was a safety concern and that the Dream expected him to transport her. So they didn't want her catching no Ubers. They didn't want her seeing the city.
Which is the...
They wanted her to be oblivious to her surrounding so that she couldn't escape.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you would be fully disorientated, and then I don't want to say this. I got at least a minute. There is a thing with Uber and Lyft. They exist and they do a very interesting thing. You know now that you can go somewhere in the world.
Right.
And if you have access to Uber and Lyft, which if it's safe,
right,
you can call a ride and you can meet somebody that's from there because that's why they drive there. And say, hey, I'm trying to go find where I can get a burger. I'm trying to go find where I could wash my clothes. I'm trying to go find a movie theater. They right. know. But it's a scary thing that if you are told that you can't even do that thing, which right. in the modern era, you can go anywhere and boom.
Can't go get some tacos.
So it makes me worried that, like, I wonder if later in this case, are they going right. to get some tacos?
I'm sorry. I can't even get in an Uber and go get some tacos.
I had my a process
that's real like, quick. That's torture. But go ahead. All right.
But that's my thing. It's like, was he also paying for her phone so he could see things that she, because like, you still could have downloaded the Uber or Lyft app. I mean, you could just call a taxi. And
right.
taxi drivers, before Uber and Lyft existed, taxi drivers would be the people if you ever traveled, if you wanted to do taxis.
And they still exist.
Yeah, they still exist. I mean, younger generation doesn't really think about that. But if you are in a place where you don't know nothing in your surroundings, you call up an Uber and say, hey, I'm trying to go to the mall.
Right.
They're going to say, oh, yeah, well, this mall is this. This.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Small as that.
Right.
But, boom.
So that is a way for you to meet somebody and communicate with somebody and all that good stuff. So, yeah, I could kind of see why. Like, again, they want to keep her in a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
In isolation, they don't really want her to get to know.
Mm-hmm. And that's scary.
And that would make sense for what he's trying to do.
Yeah,
that would make a lot of sense psychologically. That would make sense. If I keep her trapped, then she don't got nowhere to go.
Keep her trapped. She
don't know nobody. She don't know where she going.
She has no resources.
Right, I am her resource.
I'm her resource. The one person that she does know knows that whatever she says it does can come back to me.
Right.
We've already told her that this place you're in is scary.
Mm-hmm. Put the fear of Jesus in her.
So.
Poor baby. I feel sorry for her. The more we go through this case, the more I feel sorry for her. Because I'm like, it's different. It's one thing when you're young, but it's a whole nother thing when you're young and you're from a foreign country.
There is a bunch of layers to it.
Do not let Estelle's American boy have y'all fooled. That was my jam, though. You be my American boy. But that was my jam. Kanye and Estelle was killing it. But don't let that song fool y'all. Y'all think you got to get the right American boy. You can't just go out here and get any American boy. Then you come up with a dream. Or Diddy.
Or Nightmare.
They or both nightmare,
nightmares. A Nightmare about the Diddler. A Nightmare about the Diddler.
They are a Nightmare by the Diddler. Oh my gosh. Or Cuba Gooding Jr. You might get one.
You would have to know the wrong American boys to have Cuba Gooding Jr. show up, though.
I don't think. You could just be in, no, that's not true. You could just be in a New York bar having a good time with your homegirls and he'd just walk up and start filling you up. Because that's what his cases are.
I gotta take it back.
That's what his cases are. You could go in an LA bar and be a waitress and he just going.
No, but I think I mean, I associate him just showing up at people that he knows parties, other than that, yes, he does.
He probably know the dream.
Probably do. But in my mind, it was like I always assumed that he's always connected to them more. But no, he does have his own individual situations that are strictly him.
By himself. He just felt more freer to do it with them because it was like everybody's doing it, but
birds of a feather. Birds of a feather.
Right. They flock the fuck together. I'm just saying.
I want to make a Baltimore Ravens joke, but I'll let this slide.
No. Don't you ever.
He said no.
Hold on. I got wires and stuff in the chat. Hold on. Let me. Don't you ever. Don't you ever in your life.
All right. My bad. My bad. I had one though.
And don't make me pull out the cup. Don't you ever. And you're lucky I ain't rocked the jersey, but it's not football season yet. Because you know that's coming sometime during football season. Come real fresh real quick. But don't you ever. No, don't put the Ravens and Cuba Gooding Jr. anywhere near each other. Lamar, run! I'm sorry.
For real.
I mean, he do that anyway, but run! He might try to fill him up.
Another joke, Lamar, run.
Listen, he might try to fill him up next. And I don't need him filling up my quarterback. We just got rid of his bubble gut problems. We don't need no other extra problems. Shit. Mm-hmm. All right. Sorry. Shit was no pun intended. Sorry. Anyway, let's get to these love notes. We got to lighten it up. But Cuba, you never know when he's going to pop out. So maybe the dream is trying to protect her from Cuba.
Look, I will at least say, you cannot make the dream the anti-villain like you made 50 Cent. I respect
50 is the only anti-villain. No, the dream is.
I respect what you did with 50.
Nah, he's always the dream. No, the dream is the villain. He is a villain in every word of the sense. I'm always going to say, and I'm always going to stand by, 50 is the anti-villain. I stand true with that because he got some fucked up treacherous ways sometimes, but it'd be a purpose of good behind a lot of the shit that he did.
Oh, you know? My mind just went on the whole Spaz episode real quick about. I'm sorry. I ain't gonna say it. Look, love notes. I'm gonna reap on my drink.
All right. Now, only thing before you get your drink, the only thing that 50 do that's kind of real treacherous is bitch better have my money. I don't know if that's a bad thing though. Because bitch better have my money.
No, I was going more along the lines of who's 50 arch nemesis a person is, the record label name, and the record label name, and then compared to what you call a flock of certain types of birds.
Doc, go get your drink. I'm getting to these love notes. I don't got time. Listen, everybody messing with Doc right now. Go get your drink. I'm about to take a swig of my water and get to this love notes real quick. Y'all, ain't nobody is messing with Doc tonight. Anyway, love notes. How did we come up with the name love notes? First, anybody who's watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, I love you guys. I adore you guys. Please hit the like button so I can address you personally and say thank you for watching. But the love notes, this is not y'all. The love notes are my listening audience. They listen from all over the world. They show me love. They hold me down. And I love them so much. Now, how we came up with the name Love Notes, I used to call it Love. Doc used to call it Show Notes. We bickered back and forth for a while. And then finally, we came to the compromise, and now we call it Love Notes. He also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. The freak, did not. It was a lot of papers. But in all fairness, it had a lot of cities, a lot of states, and It was a lot of paper because of that. But now we don't do it that way. Now we do it this way because we've gone green. Let's get to it. Thank you for the love. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all of the love. I appreciate all of y'all. Shout out to my top 6, the United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, and Belgium, specifically Brussels. I love you guys. You guys are extraordinary. Hi, I love you. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. I love you. Oh, my gosh. I hate that I got that on the screen still. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Thank you for the love, man. You guys are extraordinary, man. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, booze. I love you, too. Hi, I love you. Hey. And last but not least, Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, and Sweden. I love you guys. Thank you for all of the love. You guys are extraordinary. I don't even know. You know, the days that I wanted to quit, y'all kept me going. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Somebody told me. Let me bring Doc back on. Somebody told me I'm too deep in this to quit now. And I guess I agree. Like, you're too far in now. You can't quit. And I'm like, I can't? Oh, no. I can't quit. Got to keep going then, I guess. And so, yeah. But then I look at the numbers and I love, are we 500 away from my milestone, by the way? But I look at our numbers and then people like him tell me stuff like this. And I'm like, okay, maybe I shouldn't quit. Maybe I should keep going. It's going to get better and better as we go. So, you know, it is what it is. Doc said, we worldwide do some good. Don't create situations that put people in nightmares. I promise you. And keep them away from Cuba and Dreamia too. But yeah, don't put people in situations like that. It's nuts out here. I say... And that's in that case too, like a lot of people be having like these grand illusions of what it would be like in the industry and have no idea. And that's so sad, but they don't want you to have any idea so that they could do shit like this. You feel me? Top Flight, Catch the Vibe, Cuba, New Birds. No. Birds of a feather flock together. Oh my gosh. They can't be associated with my squad ever though. And then you would have to associate them with other teams because we not the only bird team. So don't do it to my team. That's all I'ma say. It's murder. Listen. 50 said he wasn't playing with them. Run, Ricky, run. Yeah. run. And he did this very well.
You get it.
Jackson does this very well, so it kind of go together. Run!
And who got mad when Ricky got killed? Who got mad when Ricky got killed?
Run, Lamar, run. Stay away from Cuba. Don't bring him here. Don't come to Baltimore, because that's the whole thing that's happening to you right now. In Baltimore, because the crazy part, and I'm gonna tell y'all this real quick before we get into the other stuff that I gotta say, but the crazy part is they've built up the entertainment sector of Baltimore, so now a lot more celebrities are coming here, which I don't get that part. It's like, if the media is reporting that this is a very dangerous place to be, which when you get a report about Baltimore, it's always about the crime rate. 95% of the time it's about the crime rate, right? So if you know that the crime rate is high, why would you want to put yourself in that environment? I'm not mad, because that's how I got to see Cheeky. I love Anderson .Paak, and he I probably missed that show because he had one in Columbia. I don't know, I gotta find out, but he had one in Columbia, Maryland, was just like down the street. But if I get a chance to see Cheeky, I'm there. But No, I think I missed it already, though. But they're all coming here. They're all flocking here now. And it don't hurt that our football team ain't a bad football team. It's a pretty good football team. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's just like with the media reports, why are y'all coming here? But they never fixed the crime rate. Still, same thing, different day. You feel me? So it's just, but then again, I started thinking about it like this. Like, they like to live on the edge. They like to be where the danger is. It's so dangerous.
There's a thing that is called, what is it? They call it urban tourism, where
they love to see the downtrodden. They love to see, oh my gosh, it was a shooting and I was there. They like that kind of stuff. So, but I just, I'm like, oh wow. But they, the entertainment sector is very much improving. And like I said, I think Pennsylvania Avenue is going to come back to its former self or close. But don't get it twisted. The crime rate ain't fixed yet. They ain't fixed none of that. None of that. So you come here at your own risk. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's probably what they told Miss Mangrove. Come to Atlanta, but you can't go nowhere because it's dangerous. Type of situation.
The sad part, Atlanta is not like that. Everywhere is certain places.
It's not like that everywhere in Baltimore, but let them tell it it is. When the riots went down, when the so-called riot went down, guess what? It wasn't the whole of Baltimore burning. It was one freaking street. On one street, because it go this way. One freaking street where all of melee was going down at. But the way they put it on the news, you think the whole city was burning down. I had family members calling me from out of town, like, y'all okay? First of all, I live in the suburbs. I don't live in the city anymore. I used to. Don't now. You feel me? We ain't having them problems out here because Baltimore City government and Baltimore County government are two different governments. It's not going down out here. They don't play out here like that. So, no, I'm okay. I'm fine. But thank you for checking up on me. But the media had them thinking that the city was on fire.
Sensationalism.
Yeah. I said, now, Baltimore has had a great fire in 1904, but this ain't it. This ain't it. So, yeah. But that's how they have you. And so, same thing with Atlanta. They have you thinking everywhere in Atlanta is the most dangerous places to be. And if you're a foreigner and somebody who is from Atlanta or frequents Atlanta tells you that, what are you supposed to believe?
No, and that part is true. That part is, I understand, because if I put myself in a position going first time to California, particularly LA, was like that. That, like, wait a minute.
Yeah, you think it's a gang on every corner.
Yeah, but no. It's a bunch of people walking around doing exercises and yoga pants and going to Starbucks the majority of the time.
They going to tell you, don't go to LA because it's a lot of gangbangers. And you know what I mean? You're going to run into the wrong people. It's like any city. It depends on where you go at. You don't go to the undesirable parts. How about that?
I mean, unless you know somebody and you... The key rule that I always lived in life, and this is the way I always saw it, is I'm only, if I was in a city that I'm not from, if I'm in a certain area, I'm probably there because I'm with somebody. I know somebody.
Right.
Exactly.
That's how I was when I went to Harlem. I didn't go to Harlem by myself. I went with my daughter's father because that's where he's from. You feel me? And I fit in. They was like, you telling like you belong here, because a hood is a hood in every city. The hood is the hood.
There are certain things you can recognize, some certain things you see, and you know, you may not speak the same slang, you may not speak the same, like, vernacular, or you may not move, or you may dress just a little bit different, but you know. But there are certain things, like...
is the hood.
I'm at.
And that's what I told him. I'm like, the hood is the hood everywhere. I came from Baltimore City. And they was like, oh, and then nobody had nothing to say. All right, right, because this is why. Anyway, let me say these things I got to say. Notice I did do this while I was talking to y'all because I'm tired of saying it. I'm not saying it no more. I'm just not. Let me take that off the screen. Hold on. What is happening right now? What? Okay. So you can join the conversation at any time. You can drop a comment. You can call in or you can text. The number's 443-780-5978. I don't got to say the rest because it's not on there. Took it off. Took it off, finally. It'll never be on there again.
Well, okay. I would say if somebody is an authentic friend of the show, then that could be a discussion.
Then I'll send them the link.
Yeah.
But I ain't never going to say, well, or you can ask me to drop. No, I'm not. No. No, I can't. No, I can't. No, I won't. Now, if I do a panel, yeah, or if I say I'm dropping a link so we can do a panel, yeah, but don't come up here doing no crazy stuff either. And you won't make it past the back. I'm backstage anyway, so whatever, because that's where I'm at with it right now. I need to see what you're doing. And I'm going to leave you back there for a minute so I can see what kind of behavior, because as soon as you get on my camera with some fuck shit, it's a problem. But anyway, but yeah, it's gone now. It's not there anymore. If you want to come on the show, you want to talk to us about any business endeavors, you want to say hi, you got some gab you want to send my way, contact at ambitiouslyent.com, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and subscription. Like, we want the likes, though. We prefer the likes. Shake some things up on the internet. We want the likes. And that's that. Listen, I do not take requests. No, I don't take requests because every video that I play, I have permission to play. It's that simple. Written, visual, audio, however you want it, I got permission to do it. So that's why I play those videos. And my DJ is phenomenal. So I'm not going to have y'all messing up our little vibe that we got going on over here. You just better come in, chill, sit back, get your drink, and vibe out with us. That's what you better do, because we don't take no requests over here. Big shout out to Rue Casey. I'm going to get to him in a minute, though. Nah, we don't do that over here. Don't. Can you play? No, I can't. And then I don't want you saying I'm rude, because I'm telling you I do not. That's not what I do. But you can join our coffee community. Maybe I'll take your request over there. You feel me? I'm joining the coffee community so we can have enlightened, intelligent conversation, a little bit of taboo thrown in the mix. And I can cuss whenever I feel like it. I really just want to cuss.
Oh, sorry.
My apologies. I do. I just want to be like, shit! Without being like, Doc, can I say it now? See what I'm saying? So join the coffee community. That's all I'm saying. I filled it up. I just want to cuss. I'm sorry. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. That is the pathway to all things Ambitiously ENT. The app, the merch, the podcast, the radio station, and some more things to come. I'm waiting on a photo from a certain person. He know who he is. I talked to him earlier. I'm about to talk about him in a second anyway, and his page will be up. But shout out to DJ Rue Casey. Big shout out to DJ Rue Casey. His page should be up shortly. I'm waiting on him. He said he got me today. I forgot. No, he sent me the bio, but I don't know why I had him send it anyway, because I wrote it, but resent me the bio, and then forgot that he was supposed to send me the photo and not the bio. So
maybe he wanted to check the facts of what you said about him. Maybe he just wanted to check the facts of what you said.
No, he wasn't checking the facts, because then he realized what he did and was like, oh shit, that's not what I was supposed to send you. I was supposed to send you the photo. That wasn't what it was. Like, I won't speak on shit unless, like, I'm truly, I don't like to assume shit. I like to know, I like clarity, and I like to know the facts. So if I'm telling you something, then I know what happened when it happened, because I don't like assumptions at all. So, I'm not one for assuming shit. I want the facts, the cold hard facts. But so it's all good. You know, he just got confused about, he got so much going on too, so he just got confused about what it is that he was supposed to say. But big shout out to DJ Root Casey. I love him to death. Man, been making my, burning my CDs since 1996.
Years ago.
Come to him like, can you burn a CD for me, please? I was a teenager, so I wasn't all sweet and sweet and subtle, but can you please? And I got a couple of more I need you to burn too. He been holding it down, though. He been forever holding it down, so I ain't got no beef. And can't tell you that story, but let's just say your girl held him down too. So it's all love over there. You feel me? But shout out to DJ Root Casey. Let us know how y'all feel about, make sure you tune in on Fire Friday before I get to that. Make sure you tune on Fire Friday when we listen to this next mix that he put together, because he always put them together and have it to us by Fire Friday. So make sure you tune in for that. And then let us know how you feel about it. If you want to hear the full mix, you need to go to the right, go to www. I left it on the screen on purpose. www.ambitiouslyent.com. Click the radio tab. Whatever's playing at that moment is what you want to hear. But all of the mixes are on there. So go on there and check it out. You might find something you like. And that's that. Also, Bomb got it for our August Thorough Thursday. Bomb just released a new video, so we will be playing that on the next and up and coming Thorough Thursday. I'm excited. I asked him for four songs. I got five.
Ooh.
For the event. So I'm excited about that as well. Yeah. Well, he was like, well, what songs do you want? And I was like, I don't care. But then I thought about it, and it's this one song that I'm always going to want forever and ever. He knows it's my favorite song that he has. Mm. And I was like, well, I want this song, so three other ones. And he was like, well, no, I sent you that song plus the four that you asked for. So he's going to be doing five.
Am I allowed to make jokes real quick or no?
Go ahead.
Think about the songs like your Harleys.
Yeah, I'm thinking about his songs like my Harleys. The one song I want, though, that's my bottom. That's my bottom.
Think about,
I love that song.
Think about the number one Harley, that first Harley.
One of the new songs probably is. I don't even know. I gotta see. I'm gonna go through and listen.
She's the first one, but anyway,
I'm gonna go through and I'm gonna see and I'm gonna listen. And that could, but no, but I always got my bottom out of. I always get my bottom out of prison. So okay. That's the why that one song.
The bottom ain't gonna stitch on you. The bottom gonna hold you down. It's the
exactly.
One.
Exactly. And that song. That's why.
You build up animosity with that one.
That's why that song is my bottom, because it always holds me down. I've been listening to that song for years now. And I have a vision for it, and I've been waiting for it to come true. It might come true at this event. I'm hoping it. I'm crossing my fingers. But if not, him performing that song alone is just good enough for me. But if my vision can happen the way I want it to happen, which I've been wanting it to happen like that since 2018.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be so satisfying. I might have a mental orgasm. So that's that.
I'm just asking a question, and
what?
This not may be the place for this question, and since because it's more of technicalities and stuff. Are you able to do it the way you want to do it? Is there any questions you have about anything?
No. Me and DJ Rukasey been linking up, putting out, you know, because he's a DJ, I'm a podcaster. We both got all our equipment and stuff.
So I guess what I'm asking is it's going to be live?
Yes. Very much so.
Platforms.
It's going to be a live. It's going to be a live event. We will be streaming on all platforms. And then it will be available on all the streaming platforms for the audio listeners. But I think because it's going to be a little bit longer than our normal show, because it is, we got different performers and stuff, it's going to last longer. So we'll be starting the actual event at 6 o'clock p.m.
Mm-hmm.
September 28th.
I already have
to
put it on my calendar.
Okay.
So no, we'll be- I'm, I'm asking questions, not as no, an interviewee of the show, but I was kind of curious about certain things.
This is good. This is good. So I can give y'all a little rundown real quick. So September 28th is the event. It will start at 6, and then I guess it will end when they finish, when we get all the performers ran through. I'm going to be in between here and outside because we're having the event outside. But I will be recording in here too. So I might be on camera in here, but I might be on camera out there too. DJ Lucchese is going to be doing his thing live. And then it's a section for him. So you feel me? To do his thing, rock off. And then we got, I'm not feeling Authentic John Doe's spot. I'm just going to do a tribute.
Okay.
In his spot. I just can't do it. I've been thinking about this long and hard, and I was like, I could get another art. I don't want to.
Okay.
I'm going to fill his spot with maybe like some of his videos and clips from his interview or whatever. And then that'll prepare the other artists to get ready for his situation. I'm not going to fill that spot. That's his spot. Period. So, it is what it is. But so other than that, we got, I could add another artist on, but that's his spot. So right now we got 3 artists and a DJ. And maybe possibly something bigger if my dream, my vision comes true. But don't hold me to that one. That involves somebody else doing their part. So we want to see how that part's worked out. But I did talk the bomb about it. I already talked to the person, but I talked the bomb about it too, to talk to the person so we could really make it happen. But other than that, yeah. So it'll start at 6 p.m. I'm thinking 6 p.m. or 6:30. I haven't locked in. I got to see how the sound checks and stuff go first. But probably 6 p.m. Because it's a lot of things that we got to do to build up to this. So, but it's happening. It's going down. But DJ Lucchese and I, we've been meeting up and comparing chords and what we need. And he told me what he capable of doing. He know what I'm capable of doing. So this should be fine. And if this goes well, then this will be an annual thing.
Okay.
So
expect an email from me.
Okay. I'll be waiting. Phones in my hands. I'll be waiting. Oh, it is what it is. But so that's happening. So, child, that was a lot to talk about and say. But we got to get it out. We got to get it out.
Big things happening.
Hmm?
You're doing big things. Big cat lead. Big things
happening. Trying, because I want to always give y'all some good content, and that's why I like when you recommend things so we can switch it up a little bit. Like it's good for us. Oh, big shout out to my mother-in-law, Miss Rebecca Marcus. I'm not married to none of her sons. I'm not married to anybody, but she gonna be my mother-in-law for life. I wanted to shout her out because she did hit the like button. That's my mother. I'm coming over, boy. I need to see you. Anyway, let's get to the things that we need to say, though, Doc. Which is mind your business. Except for Media Mondays where I tell everybody's business because I'm nosy and I want y'all to be nosy with me. It's fine. This is fine. I'm not going to give you any excuse for it. I mean, just nosy. And these celebs be out here having some gab, baby, so we got to get it. When it's happened, I didn't tell nobody's business. No, I told my own business. I didn't tell anybody else's business, I think, yesterday. So I did good, but sometimes it happens. So don't judge me. And then the wiretap, where I'm definitely telling your business if you have a court case. So don't be a despicable piece of shit and have a court case and then I won't read it. It's simple, not rocket science. And then, on White and White Wednesdays, we don't talk other people's business, but we are going to have a conversation. I would like to do that next week. instead of doing the wiretap next week. Let's have a conversation about the thing. About people.
I've never did a wet Wednesday.
You need to come through for that. It's going to be fun because I'm going to also throw some titillating, spicy tidbits in there too.
I don't know the rules of engagement for what you're
saying. There's no rules, baby. You just have a conversation about grown folks stuff. We talk about the taboo on a wet and white Wednesday. We talk about the things that adults should be able to have a conversation about, including sex.
Well,
relationship.
I'm not talking about the phone. I've never experienced one of those because when I came in, that's when you did shift over to the wire. You still call it Wet and Wire Wednesday, but you just started talking about court cases. So I really don't know. I know
Wet and Wire Wednesdays initially were like to talk about the taboo things, which these court cases are taboo. So we still.
All these cases is
the behavior. Some of this very taboo, whatever. But we got somebody who just jumped in. All right. But yeah, Wet and White Wednesdays is where we have conversations. Alberto, hi.
No, Albert. I think this is a gentleman from Australia. I think.
Oh, is it? I thought his name was something different. Hey, it's the awesome dude, G Day. Nah, that ain't him. That ain't how my friend from Australia talk.
I don't know. I remember somebody from Australia popped in, and sure is.
It is him.
Yes.
I don't know. He wasn't talking like that. Yeah, when he came in yesterday. But hey, what's up?
Not yesterday.
But anyway, so on Wet and Wyatt Wednesdays, though, that is more of the taboo conversation. That's where we come and talk about all the taboo conversations. I done talked about all kinds of sex. Oh, he said, oh, okay, that means hello. Okay. Hey. We just say hello, but thank you. Hey. But yeah, we talk about all kinds of things. I have some texts that I read about actual positions and stuff like that. It could be a variety of things. So yeah, we talk about relationships, we talk about sex, we're gonna talk about the thing that we talked about when it came to the dream and Miss Mangrove, about how people think they're doing you a favor by being in by trying to be in a relationship with you. We're gonna talk about that because I want to talk about that something terrible because I've experienced that in the last month of somebody telling me I almost was their girlfriend as if. Boy, you'd be lucky if I was your girlfriend. I level you up. You don't level me up.
Let me prep myself real quick, though.
Well, so that particular person.
You want to ask the questions, and I give my full raw response, or should I know anything that's happening prior?
Nah, we just going to have a conversation. I don't want it to be too mechanical. White Wednesdays.
So you want my pool? All right. I'm rocking.
He said, excuse the Aussie slang. That's cute. I'm learning something. I'm not excusing you for that. Australia. You are teaching us some things that we did not know about Australia. Thank you. I appreciate that. I love it. Don't you apologize for that.
They are already in Thursday. So think about that.
Yeah. I'm well over 50 and old habits die hard.
I know. Hey.
Y'all was getting ready to say we in our 40s.
Well, I'm waiting for the rest of the comments.
Listen, I'm getting to him in a minute. Don't rush him. I'm going to get to him in two seconds. I'm getting to him. No, but I want to finish talking to him real quick, which is, don't you apologize for anything. Keep teaching us. We want to know. I do. I don't know about that, but I want to know about Australian slang. I like it. It's cute.
No, I know Aussies and Kiwis, New Zealanders, so I'm more fluent in what was said.
Yeah, I'm about to get to rock in a minute. I see you. I just had to talk to my Australian friend first. I see you. No, I'm getting a rock in a second. But no, don't you apologize for that, babes. Thanks. Are you teaching us some things? And I like to learn these things. Let me get to him. I were what? What was I? Rock. Looking for my tacos? Mm. You were almost my girlfriend, but you were using me for tacos. No, no. I wasn't using you for tacos, but if I was almost your girlfriend, then you should naturally buy me tacos anyway. I don't ask for much but tacos. Stop playing with me, Rock. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me, Rock. You're not ready.
I would say guy shit. That
if I'm your girlfriend, you should just automatically buy me tacos.
What if he don't know you like tacos like that for real?
Rock know that I like tacos. I ask him every show, where's my tacos? This is not no made up shit. And any dude that I dated, right? Any dude that I date, that's one thing you're gonna know is what I like to eat. Because like y'all, the weight of my heart is through my stomach. I like to eat. I like to eat good shit too. And the tacos I get, they ain't from Taco Bell. So,
yes. You shouldn't eat Taco Bell for real though.
I don't eat no Taco Bell tacos. So yeah. So if I was almost no, then I wasn't using you for tacos. You should want to buy me tacos anyway. Babe, you want some tacos today? Yes, babe. Yes, I do. I want some tacos with a side of guacamole. And if they got sour cream, that too. Stop playing with me. Don't play with me, Rock. You're not ready for this. You should buy me tacos anyway. Where's my tacos, Rock?
Rock, I understand what's going on, and I respect you. So I'll let you handle this as you see fit, sir.
I don't care nothing about that. Where's my tacos, Rock?
As I said.
Starting shit tonight. Where's my tacos? Now, let me get back to my Australian friend. No, because Rock always start and stop. And I ain't send me not a bit of tacos. I'm going to listen. He said, I'm going to listen as I drive home while dodging the kangaroos on the way home. Oh, be careful. I don't want no parts of no kangaroos. I see the damage that they do. With no parts. I'm going to come back. Make sure you continue to come back because I got questions.
No, El Brado, look. Next time you come back, or if you still here, well, no, I know Cat wanted to end the show, but yeah. Next time you come back, talk about the drop bears.
I want to talk about. I got a lot of questions. I got because I watch a lot of like Animal Planet.
Drop bears would be the shit.
I watch a lot of history stuff. I got questions, so make sure you come back and you could tell me. So make sure you come back, sir. I appreciate
drop bears.
Oh, I'm in.
Las Cruces, New Mexico.
You going to just rub it in my face? So you just going to rub it in my face? And they the real American. Tacos. You just going to rub American. It in my face. Really?
He's still in America. He's okay. Still in America. Okay. He's still in America. He's just New Mexico.
You going to rub it in my face that you had tacos and I ain't have no tacos today. Really? Okay. And you by the border? No. Ain't nobody playing with you, sir. Ain't nobody playing. Where's my tacos? Anyway, y'all. Because he's playing with me right now. He know what he's doing. Anyway, I'm back to what I was saying. Mind your business. See how I got thrown off just that quick? Because he want to play about my tacos.
Well, I got time today. If he say he in Las Cruces for work, he really there for work.
What he there for? A good time?
No, he probably there for work, for real.
Don't play with me, Doc, because don't get on him. Don't be where he at.
I'm just being fair. I'm being honest and fair. I understand it. And I'm just
look what he said. I thought he said something else. I was gonna say what he said. Anyway, but I don't like screw that why he in there. He there for work. If he say he there for work, I believe him. But don't be rubbing the tacos in my face though. I really want my tacos. Stop playing with me. Anyway, love your babies. Hug your babies. Don't let them get a rock that just be playing with their taco hearts. But love your babies. Hug your babies. Tell your babies that they are the greatest of all times. They need that encouragement. And especially right now, school is about to start back up. They need you to be like, babe, you're the best. You're the greatest of all times. You got it this school year. You're going to win. That's what you're supposed to tell them. Now, if they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, or whatever the hell else they do over there at NASA. It's space. And I'm telling you, we've been having the time. Since we put that telescope together, time of our life. But if they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator. I know they got engineers over there too, just whatever they do over there at NASCAR. They got a need for speed, and at one point in time they used to love muscle cars, and your girl will always love a muscle car. So yeah, big shout out to NASCAR. But whatever the case may be, you tell them to be the best at whatever it is, and that they are the GOAT. That's that. Now I gotta warn y'all, I don't know if this is a warning anymore. What you think, Doc?
It's still a warning. That's fair.
It's still a warning.
Okay.
Okay, it's fair. I feel like it's okay. Here's the warning.
Warning is fair.
Yeah. Here's the warning. Stay in your lane. Don't play with me about my tacos either, or you're gonna get high. You don't want her. Leave that bitch where she is. She is not nice. She can be quite evil. You playing with her emotions. Don't do that. The thing I always tell y'all is don't break the glass and don't push the button. And everything will be cool, because then you do that. Now her and the Harleys are coming out and y'all don't. Okay. Listen, I'm going to break my bitches out just for that. Stop playing with me. Free the Harleys. Well, four of them. I got one out. On one, that bottom, she been out for a minute. She's showing out. She's showing out. You don't want her. You want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly, and all that good stuff. Or at least her. Hey, you big bitches. Because then I would have went in a little bit. Now, anyway, you don't want the first one. You want the latter two. They're nicer. They're sweeter. They're kinder. They could deal with shit like this a little bit easier. Oh, he said he's working on sand missiles, missile range. Till Saturday. Oh, okay. All right. You over there getting in, boo. Now I really want my tacos. You over there working on. Never mind. I'm going to shut up because my mom was getting ready to go somewhere else. Anyway. Dirty thoughts, my bad. Anyway, you want them to. You don't want the first one. And what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. We are peaceful people. So just stay in your lane. And this segues to my next point. Pick and choose your battles wisely. If you pick to be in my lane, then you did not choose wisely. J. Cole, listen to me. Y'all need to listen to me too. Because he chose wisely. So I'm out of this. And anyway, fuck the battle. Worry about the war. We are all fighting the war. And Mobb Deep been told y'all at the very young, ripe ages of 19, 20 years old, that there is a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. I'm not going to do this. It's hard. It's in my soul, but I'm not going to do it. Okay? Worry about the war. Fuck the battles. That's how I see it. And last but not least, Lizzo, listen to me. See, two people already I named are listening to me. Be who the fuck you are. Don't let nobody tell you. I'm not looking at what Rock said until I finish my statement. Ain't nobody messing with him. Be who you are. Be authentic to you. Don't let nobody tell you who you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to be. Don't let Rock play with you about your tacos. Just be who you're supposed to be. And that's the best message I can give you. You come in this world by yourself, even if you're a twin. Y'all come in this part. Whatever. And you're going to die alone. So just worry about making you happy and not worrying about making other people happy. Other than me, Rock, with my tacos. Now, let me see what you done said. Doc, I make Cat have dirty thoughts.
You did. You did, sir. You did. She even stopped in her mid-sentence and said, I
had to shut it up because I was.
Look. White flag. I don't know what's going on.
I had to pick and choose my battles.
This is funny.
To pick can choose my battles because I almost, and it was, my little horns came out. I was getting ready to say something. And I was like, nope, I had to catch myself. I don't need no Cuba Gooding Jr. moments. That's all I'm saying. That, don't encourage Rock.
I appreciate when you say things that make sense because he was not telling a lie. That's it. That's it.
Y'all, we got to get a Doc, thank you for, as usual, as always.
Thank you.
For coming through. I cannot with y'all tonight, y'all. Don't do much.
Thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate it. I will send you an email just to check on some certain little things that I thought about what was going on with the big time thing. But yeah, I'll leave it at that. Everything else will be just putting an email about
okay
things.
But thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you, hold me down.
Really Rock you. Hold me down too, but he playing with my emotions tonight. I don't have time for you, sir.
Shout out to Rock. Shout out to Rock. Rock. Rock.
And then shout out to our Aussie friend.
Hey, good day, mate. Good day, mate.
We appreciate you being here and teaching us some things. And I would like to learn more. So make sure you come back here and teach me. Teach me the ways of Australia. I would like to learn.
The land down under. The land down under.
I would like to learn. I got questions. I'm going to ask them. I'm going to prepare my questions. I'm only going to ask one at a time. I'm not going to overwhelm you. But yeah, that's what it is. But anyway, y'all, we got to get up out of here. Tonight was a fun show. I appreciate each and every one of you for coming through and checking the show, man. Amazing. You guys are amazing. You have no clue how amazing you are. So with that being said, we gotta get up out of here, man. Bye. Good night. Bye. I got my trash out, babe.